So first, what I was going to say, and then just for 2 minutes, what unfortunately has to be added. The very interesting Havana of the function of Sfiras HaOmer, which we can learn out from Rishonim in this parsha. In this parsha. Svarat alechem imachos haShabbos, b'dayim aviyachem, esayim ratnufa, sheva shabosa, istvima istiyana, ad imachos haShabbos, tispur chamishayim, v'yichafte mincha chadosh. Zogt der Ramban, perek chav gimel, posuk lamed zayin. V'tzivo b'chag ha-matzois, shivas yomim b'kedusha, Pesach, v'chulei, umana mimenu tisha v'arboim yoyim, and from there it counted off 49 days. Right, Sheva Shavuos, and it's seven, Kimei Oilam, meaning just like Sheshes, just like a week, it's like 7 weeks. Sheva is like Kimei Oilam, like the Sheshes, like Sheshes, 6-7 days in a week. The Kiddush Yom Hashmini, so it's like Be'etzim, like seven, like the 7 days of Sukkot. The Kiddush Yom Hashmini, which is after the 7 weeks, which is Shavuos, Kishmini Shal Chag. So there's a correlation over here that Sfiras HaOmer is Ki'ilu the Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos, corresponding to the Chol HaMoed between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Vayomim Asfurim Bebeintayim. He doesn't leave it to your imagination. Kicholoi Shal Moed Bein Harishon Vashmini Bechag. And what's the culmination of that? The parallel, the equivalent of Shmini Atzeres. V'hu Yoy Matan Torah. Sheher on boyes ishoy hagadoylo dvarov shomu mitaychaish. That's a Ramban. Similar, Rabbeinu Bachai, same posse. Shelo hizkira hatayra chagashvus. He says he still comes from a different angle, but says the same thing. The Torah doesn't give you a date for Shavuos. The Torah gives you how much time after Pesach. Shelo hizkira hatayra chagashvus biyichud kishar chagim. V'sheyomer kein b'chaydash ha-shlishi b'shishi b'chag ha-shvuos. K'may she'omer v'pesach b'chamishosar yoyim l'chaydash ha-zeh chag ha-matzes. Why not? Why didn't the Torah give a date just like it gives a date for every other Yom Tov? Zogt Rabbeinu Bachaya bol l'amid. Ki hu chag nigrar achar mitzvos ha-omer. It's a chag that comes with the culmination of the mitzvos ha-omer. V'arboim u'tisha yoyim ha-sfurim b'in rishon shel pesach ad ha-shvuos. Ad Shavuos, hine yehem kechol hamoed. Hine yehem kechol hamoed. Both of them say that Yemei HaSfira between Pesach and Shavuos are parallel, correspond to the Yemei HaChol HaMoed between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. So you have to know what's this Chol HaMoed Shavuos, what's the Avay, what does it tell us? What does it tell us about Chol HaMoed, and what's the parallel? How are we comparing? What's the commonality between Sfiras HaOmer and Chol HaMoed? The Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vov. So the Chinuch in the Tam of the Mitzvah, he writes like this: If you should call Ikron Shel Yisrael about Sfiras HaOmer, Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. If you should call Ikron Shel Yisrael Einay El HaTeira, the Yisoid of Klal Yisrael is Teira. Umipnei HaTeira, and purely for the Tachlis of Teira, Nivra Ushamayim VaOretz. Shamayim VaOretz were created purely for the Tachlis of Teira. Ukmay Shenamar. That means the whole Yisod, what for which he created the Bria and for which the Bria is kept going, is Bisi Yoimam Velayla, right? Chukas, if not through that Yoimam of Torah, Chukas Shemayim Ve'aretz Lo Yisamti. Ve'izok Dechinuch Ve'hi Iker Ve'hasibah Shenigalu V'yotzom V'mitzrayim. And that's why they were taken Nigalu V'mitzrayim, Kedei She'yikablu HaTorah V'sinai V'kaimuah. So that they'll be mekabel the Torah in Sinai and be mekayim it. Umipneichein ki hu kol ikron shel Yisrael, since that's the ikru bavura niglan, that's the tachlis of their geula. Ve'olu lechol agdula she'olu eilea from with matan Torah. Therefore nitztavinu limnais mimachras yom tov shel Pesach ad yom nesinas haTorah. Why? Well, why are we counting? Laharois benafshenu to demonstrate hachefetz hagodol. Our tremendous cheshek to get to el hayoyim hanichbod hanichsof lelibenu, just like an eved yishaf tzeil v'yimne tomid mosai yovoi ho'eis hanichsof elov sheyetzei lecheirus. an eved waiting for his cheiros. Ultimate cheiros is matan Torah. He haminyan, and the counting shows that the person that he can't wait to get there, right? Kach yomim avru, this is done, this is gone, this is gone. And then he says, and that's also, ein anu moedim kach v'kach, how many days we have left. Because that means we still, the ikar is, it's over, it's almost over, it's over, it's over. It's not how many days left. So it's this anxiety to get to the end. But what you have here, interesting, what's added here is the focus is, it's like an Eved who is Yishav V'yimne Tomid Mosa Yovei Ho'es HaNichsav Elav Sheyetze L'Cheiros. So that means the focus of Torah, and Torah being the Iker and the Tachlis, that is meant to create a sense by us that Torah is Cheiros. That the ultimate Cheiros, the Cheiros, so okay, we begin a little bit to understand some process of Pesach to Shavuos, right? If Shavuos is the ultimate Cheiros, so then, and the process of becoming Bnei Chayrin, right, began with Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, and goes up and up and up until you get to Matan Torah, which is the ultimate Chayrus. So you have to know what that means. So Avadet has to do, that's clear, that it has to do with the Mishnah and Ovis. That it has to do with the Mishnah and Ovis, in Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Everyone knows this. So Kabbalah Satayra is Cheirus. But what does that mean? What does Ein Lecha Ben Chayrin Ela Misha Isik B'Talmud Torah? What does that also mean? What's the gufa, the thing? So you say, you didn't have Oil Mitzrayim, right? But it's called, you call it Ein Lecha Ben Chayrin Ela Misha Isik B'Torah. But you also say that a person is mekabel olav oil tayru mitzvahs, right? So it's an oil, it's an eved, it's an avdus. It's a, you have this yoke on you, right? You have this yoke on you. Mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu. Rashi says why is mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu? Because you have to do it because it's an oil, because it's something that you have to do. It's not given for you from off. It's given as an avdus. So you're avdei Hashem, right? It's also an avdus. It's a good avdus. It's a gishmaka avdus. But why is that called chayrus? Exactly. In what sense? How do we touch up? It's not a kasha. It's something that needs to be touched up. Basic Judaism. What does that mean? The chayrus is an ayeven Hashem, and the chayrus. You know, people get frustrated when they're learning, right? People get frustrated when they're learning, and they don't feel the chayrus of the chayrus and the gishmak of being a ben chayrin. Of being a Ben Chayrin, like Pesach by the Seder by night, for those who feel like a Ben Chayrin, at least then. You don't feel that when you're doing that. Why is that called the Spitz Chayrus? Of everything is the Eilach of Ben Chayrin, Alam Isha Isaac Ben Chayrin. That needs a little bit. It's not Akasha, it's something that we, as low level human beings, have to have make an attempt to understand on our low level. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says like this: Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lem LeYisrael. Bonai barasi yetzer hara ubarasi leitera tavlin. I created a yetzer hara, and the tavlin is tera. It's all these chazals that everybody knows, and nobody knows what they mean exactly. Barasi, let's say the tera, then they say yetzer hara barasi leitavlin. And if he is on chazal, the imatem oiskim batera einatem nimsarim biyodei. So the Mesil Shisharim says a meridika thing. Mesil Shisharim Perakei writes, Ivehine poshutu. If the Rabbeinu Shalom saw fit that the only thing he created as the antidote for the Yetzer Hara, the tavlin for the Yetzer Hara, which is Torah, then it must mean if the Eibishter created this, that means there's no other way. Only this. He says a very sharp nusuch. And anybody who will think to be nitzel, that you can extricate yourself from the grasp of the Yetzer Hara in any other way, other than being davuk in Torah, einay ela toye. He's making a mistake, zok the Mesil Shisharim. The Ramchal says, v'yira ta'usay luvasayif. Eventually, he will be oimed that he made a mistake. Kishe yomus bechetoy, when he will die bechetoy. Because there's no one who understands the depths and the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, and the koyach that was imbued in it, Ela Beirei, only the Beirei, the one who created it. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the only one. And if the Eibishter said that's the Tavlin, then there is no other Tavlin. Then there is no other Tavlin. Ela Beirei Shebarei, for who is Iranu, Sharufu Eloi, he Hatayra. Me Eifeso, who then will say they're smarter than the Eibishter? The Yanche, the Yorich, Mashiach, Zulasa, take something else and live. Who think? Vadaish, anyone who does that, Vadaish, Echoshech, Hachomriyais, the Choshech of Gash, of Chomriyais, of the Guf, Yelech, the Yigber, all of Midarga, El Darga. The Huloyovin, and he won't understand that until it's too late. Ache Yimtsa Shakua, Imotze Shakua, Bera, the Rochach, Mina Emes, Achafilu hirhure dvarim to change himself loyalu aliboy levakish rams levakish rams. Terasa tavlin. So that we also have to say. So tavlin is not only a antidote for the yetzer hara, but it's the only thing for against the yetzer hara. Why is Tatira the tavlin of the yetzer hara? Again, not a kasha. Just let's understand what it says. It has to mean something. It has to be relevant in some way. So let's begin. The Maral says, "Nesiv Yisraelim, Nesiv Koyach Hayetzer Perek Aleph." The Loshon Maral is Ma'ilas HaTorah. That's what we want to get at now, right? What's the Torah? What's the Cheres of Torah? What's the Tavlin of Torah? And then get back to the Chol HaMoed business. Ma'ilas HaTorah, Sha'al Yedei HaTorah Mesuluk Min HaAdam Hayetzer Har. Because Al Yedei the Torah, the person elevates himself. He's relieved of the Yetzer Hara. It's Mesulik. Shehu, the Yetzer Hara is Pchisus HaAdam. It comes mitzad the Nefesh HaBehaimah of the Adam. A person elevated. Kasher Mesulik min HaAdam. When a person is Mesulik HaPchisus HaZeh, he elevates himself. And he's not this Gashmias Nika person. And this, so then the Yetzer Hara is there. As Nisher HaAdam B'Madregas Malach Legamre Kasher Mesulik Me'ita Yetzer Hara. Ukeilu Haya Adam Kulay Sikhli. When the Seichel Adam, which is the good, is Davuk in Torah, a person becomes elevated in the Esek of Torah. Elevated in the Esek of Torah, that means it's Torah Hashem. You become connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The more a person becomes that the Rebbeinu Shalom occupies a prominent place in his life, so then you become Davur in that. So you become what they would say in Yiddish, a hecher a mensch. You become a higher up level. You're lower than the level. You elevate yourself to a madrega where the Yetzer Hara has less and less grasp. Until you get in your davuk and your priorities and your whole being is governed and dictated by Torah. In which case, and that it has no achiz. So the only way to extricate yourself from the Yetzer Hara is to rise above the Yetzer Hara to a place where the Yetzer Hara is no achiza. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim says. Kolzman, you don't elevate yourself and you're in the gutter with the Yetzer Hara, right? You can have your flashes of light and your big chizik like this and like a good day and the bad day and everything else, but ultimately you're in the Yetzer Hara's turf. You're in the Yetzer Hara's turf. The only top thing, you can have temporary victories. You can win a battle, but you'll lose the war. Right? But you'll lose the war. The only way to win the war with the Yetzer Hara is to get to where the Yetzer Hara has no grasp. To get to the Yetzer Hara is where the no grasp is, where your makam, even though physically you're walking on earth, but your makam is your Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. Where your makam is that your life is Torah and mitzvahs, and ach berak ruach, the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in that, the Eibishter has no, and in that the Yetzer Hara has no achiza. The Yetzer Hara has no achiza. There's a very beautiful chazanish in Igris Chazanish Chelik Aleph Igeres Lamed Zayin. The chazanish writes Ve'ikir Zgula Satayra. It's mamish this Lahavi Es Ha'Adam LeRaymemus Ilo, to bring a person to this elevated Raymemus Ulahakir Chayvasay Ba'Olamay. That's what a person gets to. How do you get to that? How do you get to that? That's the school of Satayra to bring into that. How do you get to that? Bo al yedei amala shel Torah. V'kol sheha odam maisiv biyigi osay. The more a person is maisiv biyigi osay, menatek bazeh chevle hayetzer. Everything we said is misrealized. Kol she all of it liyosay is menatek bazeh chevle hayetzer u'memaes b'ta'anugei ha'havolim. And the more a prominent place the Torah occupies in your kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so the taivus hatanugim goes less. V'nafshay mishtekes, writes so beautifully the Chazon Ish. V'nafshay mishtekes l'rikshay kodesh ve'oinig. And his nefesh is mishtekek, his entire yearning of his nefesh becomes for kodesh and for chachma. U'mesek tairus halev, and for the sweetness of tairus halev. That's the yesod. So what does the chayrus mean? So here we have the first taich of chayrus. What's the ein lecha ben chayrin elamish isaac b'tayr? The only way, the tavlin, the only way that a person can extricate himself, can free himself from the throngs of the Yetzer Hara, is by elevating himself. It's not just loy metayr, isaic b'tayr. It has to be, you have to be preoccupied with b'tayr. If a person's preoccupied with b'tayr, that's your world, the Yetzer Hara is no achis. And that's the only way. Barasi Yetzer Hara, barasi loy tavlin. The only Yetzer is that. So that's the ben chayr. That's the ben chayr. That's the gather. So now we can go from there to understand the tahalich, what's going on. Once we have some idea of chayrus and chayrus mi'etzerara, what's going on with sfiras aymer? Then we'll get back to shmini atzeres and then see what it is. Pesach was the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Klal Yisrael wasn't in such a great place other than Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael wasn't in such a great place before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mem Tashari Tuma, whatever it is, they're taken out, right? But there's a long way to go, right? What's Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer is not just counting off days. Sfiras HaOmer is the growth and taking, becoming more and more Ben Chayrin with each passing day, until they get to that Tachlis of an Adam, the Mensch, what a person is supposed to be, that a person is supposed to be above the Yetzer, be able to be above it, with it, which is through what? With what? Kabbalah Satayr. It this mirrors itself. You see it in the Karbonis. In the Omer, right? On Tazayin Nissen, you bring the Omer, the carbon of the Omer. And then you bring, corresponding to the carbon HaOmer, which is right after Pesach, you bring the Shnei Alechem on Shavuos. The carbon HaOmer, you all know, comes from Sa'ir. Right? The Shnei Alechem comes from Chit. It's Matin. Sayrim is Michael Behema, Chitim is Michael Adam. The carbon that Klal Yisrael was able to bring by the Omer, they were out of Mitzrayim, they weren't Avdei Mitzrayim, but they were still in the Avdus of the Tumah, in the Avdus where there's an Achiza for that. The carbon is still a Michael Behema. They didn't get to that Tachlis or Adam. You know, Adam doesn't mean just a human being. Adam means what Chazal say, Atem Kruim Adam, Ve'enayv De'kekavim Kruim Adam. It means Adam is the ultimate Klal Yisrael, the ultimate of what it's supposed to be. That's only on Shavuos. On Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem comes from Chitim. That's a Meichel Adam. On the Eimer, which is relatively early in the process of growing towards that Madrega, towards becoming those Menicharin, Omnam, you're not in Mitzrayim anymore, and you bring a carbon, but it's a Meichel Behema carbon. Right? It's still Bebechinus of Behema. It's still Bebechinus of Behema. That's the process of Sfiras HaOmer. What does that mean? Sfiras HaOmer, the person becomes more ruchni. The person becomes more on a higher and higher and higher level till he's roy to be davak and rabbi nishalayim, till he can be given this Torah and be on that level. And after Matan Torah, if not for the Chet HaEgel, that would have been it. To go into Eretz Yisrael, that would have been it. And that would have been, that's the darga, right? That's the darga that after the Chet HaEgel, what is it called? What did the Malachim say? And what do you call it? Ubnei Elyon Kulchem, that's with Matan Torah, and then Ochrin Ka'adam Shmusen, then you had the Chet HaEgel, and they lost that. But that was, and we're still trying to get there, but that's what it was. That's what Pesach Teshuvos does, growing and growing to getting to the point where there's a Madrega of Kaddish and Davuk and the Rabbi Nishalel. That's exactly what happens between Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. The Karbonis of Sukkos, you know, it starts with, it goes down, all the karbanis, total 70, negedu umay sa'ilam, right? Parei hachag are all negedu umay sa'ilam, and it's diminishing through yontif, till it gets to Shmini Atzeres, which is just Klal Yisrael and the Rabbi Nishalel. What's the taich? It's a process of growth. In the beginning, the idea of sukkah is tzilat v'memnusa, right? It's being dovek, bringing yourself up and with emunah, that it's just you and the good Lord. That's what you're trying to accomplish with sukkah, to bring yourself that darga where that's where you are. The whole idea of lulav, Chazal say, one of the ideas of lulav is that Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam have a milchama, ve'eini yodea mi menatzeach, until Klal Yisrael comes out with the lulav. Right? So that means the lulav has significance of a maracha against Umas Ha'olam. Right? Of a maracha against Umas Ha'olam. The sukkah has significance taking yourself out of your gashmias, out of your diras kva, and putting yourself into a place where you're closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 7 days you do that. And all those 7 days you're handling with the Umas Ha'olam, right? You're handling with the Umas Ha'olam because that's all that growth process to shed yourself of the gashmias, to get to a darga where it's just you and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. An Shmini Atzeres, there's no more karbonas of the Keneged Umas Ha'olam. Why? Because they're not your bar plukta anymore. They have no achiza anymore. You're on a darga where you're davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that it's become internalized that wherever you are physically, that's where you are, that you no longer need the sukkah to bring yourself up to that madrega, that you go back into the house too. That is back, and in that house is just you and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, despite the fact that you're back in your living room with the silver, with everything else, with all the God, but it's nothing because you are with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's exactly what happens. Pesach to Shavuos is exactly what happens. Is exactly what happens Sukkos to Shmini Atzeres. It's exactly what happens to Sukkos to Shmini Atzeres. And if you understand the Kabbalah Satorah aspect of it, so you have it, you B'nai Chutz Loretz have it, and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah being separate, right? Be'etzem, it's on the same day, right? There's a Shaychas of a Simchas Torah, there's the Torah element of being Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with Torah too. You have that in the Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah realm as well. That's the parallel. That's the parallel. That they become more and more davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to be mis'ala. The more a person, the only way to be mis'ala, certainly in today's day and age, where you have this whole, where the Yetzirahs are bli gvul, bli tachlis, there's no gvul in bechlal, there's no mechitzas between, anything is there in your palm, the palm of your hand. Then certainly every person should realize the only way to extricate oneself from that and to win the war in that is to be dovuk and tyrant. To be dovuk and tyrant. That's Eilach HaBen Chayrin, V'yitzirara Elam HaShvish Aysig B'Tyrant. But after all that's said and done, we have to add another Nikuda over here. We have to add another interesting Nikuda over here. At the end of the day, one thing we didn't really explain enough. We're Avdei Hashem. Why is that called B'nai Chayrin? It's B'nai Chayrin from the Yitzirara. Okay, so we're not meshuvah to the Yetzer Hara. So now we have a new Avdus. We're Avdei Hashem. The kash is kfira. The kash is not. It shouldn't have to be asked. I just want to understand what does that mean. Let's appreciate our cheres. What does that mean? What does that mean? So for that I have to add. There's Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner and Ruach Chaim. And the same Mishnah. On the same Mishnah of Eilach Ben Chayrin Al Mishayisik B'Teira. So he says a meridika thing. Vehine ha'odom la'omol yula. The etzem bria of Adam is la'omol. It's only a question of what are you going to do. Zocha, if he's zeche, la'omol atayra. Vim lo'i, la'omol dvarim b'teilim. Kemavur b'sanhedrin tzadik tesom and beis. Va'mekabel oila, and the one who's mekabel the oil of Teira, pyrek mimenu oil ha'oilam. Is pyrek oil ha'oilam u'marviach. Oid, and what else? Umarviach oid. What? She'enoi oil be'emes. Ki kol mashehu oise la'atzmei oise. And he says, it's first of all, your mekabel oil Teira gets rid of the other oil. That's what we spoke about till now. Right? It's pyrek. The other thing, the oil Teira is dovuk. But there's more than that. It's not even an oil, the oil Teira. And the Avdei Hashem is not really an Avdus in that sense. Why? He says, Chazal gave a mark. It must be a Chazal. Ukmei she'omru, mashal. Beautiful mashal. Mashal a melech ha-machriach avdei limnoi zehuvim kol hayom. A melech is machriach his eved to count gold coins for him a whole day. So it's a work. It's a job, right? Okay, he's not getting his hands dirty and he's handling with gold. But he's working for the melech, right? Uba'adze, and for the counting the gold, for the work, he gives him schar. Right? Uba'adze noisim loy schar. And not only that, the gam hazehuvim shemoyne gam heima noisim lo evan. He gives that to the evan too. He gives that. I give you, the job is count this for me. And count this for me and I pay you for it. And not only do you get paid for that, you get to keep the zehuvim that you count. Vim lo yach paitz lim nois. So if you won't want to count it, yanish oisei. he's going to punish him because I gave you a job. I wanted you to do this. Right? At the end of the day, he's working for himself. When you're doing mitzvahs, the oil of Torah and the oil of mitzvahs, an avdus, a real avdus in that sense means you're doing for him. You're doing his work. It's an oil to do for him. Right? Here it's not an oil. The Rabbeinu Shalom created you in a matzav to be kulay toiv, that everything you do is for you. Right? What's the oil? The mitzvah? What do you call it? You grow from the mitzvah. What's the oil? The Torah? You're kind of the Torah. You become part of the Torah. A chutz from the fact that even for doing this thing which you are growing, and you are bringing kedusha in the world, if you want to go to what mitzvahs does, Ramach Evorav, Shasagid, whatever, a chutz from that you get schar. A chutz from that you're getting schar. It's a nice avdus. Right, it's a nice habit. The Rebbeinu Shalom set you up. You're born. The Rebbeinu Shalom's kulay toiv. He created you to something. He created you. You do what you're doing. You're doing it for your own good. The Rebbeinu didn't need it. He wants you to earn. You to do good. To your good. It's your good. It's for your good. That's not an avdus. That's the chayrus. A person is left to do what he's created for. Where every single thing that he does, if he does it mitzvah and he does it mitzvahs, everything you do, you're counting your own money. And getting schar for counting your own money. So if you're in such a matzav and you don't do it, of course there's an einish to make sure, go back and make sure that you do count your own money and get schar for counting your own money. There's an einish. But that's not an evid at all. That's the ultimate ein lecha ben chayr in ala mishayisik b'tayrah. The ben chayr takes you off the yetzer hara. But more than that, it's not an avdus be'etzim. That's what B'chaim V'loshener adds. It's loshem ki hine ma'shazum v'loy oved v'loy eved hu shmoy ki im ben chayrin v'chein kol ha'isik v'tayrim mis'ale. That's mis'ale. V'omar, like the pasuk says, v'omar mi'midbar matona, like Chazal say, yimei shavada mis'atzmei kamidbar, that you have nothing for yourself, it's all Torah mitzvahs. Kamidbar hazeh shakel doshim boy. Torah nitna loy b'matana, v'ha'Torah sheloy v'zus choroy, v'gamkein. The Torah is his, you get to keep, that's the diamonds you get to keep. U'lekach, and v'zchoroy gamkein, u'lekachu ben chayrin. That's the taich. That's the oimek of, there's a vart of Eved Melech Kimelech. Right? Eved Melech Kimelech, it doesn't mean an Eved of a Melech like certainly not a meaningless king like England's going to have as soon as the queen passes on or passes over. But we mean a melech that's diamond, a melech like the Rabbeinu Shalalem. A melech of the Rabbeinu Shalalem is ach v'rak for the type of the subjects. So the Eved Melech Be'etzim is a melech. He has everything. You don't have anything on your own. It's all given to you, the melech. But just like the melech is all powerful and he's given you that whole power, it's Eved Melech to melech. That's the type of the soul. Asfira Saimer, when we say, it's interesting how we count Sfira Saimer. It's a little bit not like the Chinuch, but still true. We count Sfira Saimer, we don't say, he's right. We say Hayoim. Yes, Shloshim, Shloshim Yoim, right? And then we say, okay, we counted 33 days. What's Hayoim, Shloshim, Shloshim Yoim? Today is the third. You're being machtir today, that today is the 33rd day. Yesterday was the 32nd day. So they say the Taich is, it's a progression. You're growing from Pesach to Shavuos. Right? You're growing from Pesach to Shavuos. Each day you're meant to more and more of an Avodah, to become closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to work on it, to be mischazik in Torah, to be mischazik in Tzilut, to be mischazik in Yer Shammai. On day number one, you got to a certain level, level one. Right? That's Hayoim Yoim Echad La'Omer. I got to level one. I have that. I was cut. It's Yoim Echad. The 33rd day is not just after I've counted 32 days. It's the 33rd day, which wouldn't be the 33rd day unless it includes in it the other 32. You're building on what you got from the first 32, and there's a 33rd, and so on and so forth. Until at the end, that whole binyan, that whole tower that you built, gets you to the pinnacle, gets you to Har Sinai, gets you to Mar. Now, that's just for us to have a havan and sviras ha'aymer and chayrus and Torah, and that our only, our hatzolah is Torah, the tavlin is Torah. Very the words of the Mesilas Yesharim. And be'etzim, that is our chayrus. That is our chayrus. Now there's another point which just can't just ignore what happened. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy. It's 45. I'm injured. What I'm saying is just a hergish, strong hergish. Just a hergish. It's not. No one can profess to be the Rabbeinu Shalom's accountant to know why and what and why these things happen. But I have a certain, just a hargosha, which yesh mashu, I think. The Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva died for Lag BaOmer. That means, and that maybe we'll speak about a different time. Maybe next week. Next week probably won't be Mishalayim, maybe in a different place, but whatever. Let's speak about this in the Kuda, maybe. That's miyuchat to the first 33 days. The 32 Lag BaOmer. They died, Leinogu Kovet Zelaze. And is that, and the tikkun, Vaistais, the tikkun is normally came Lag BaOmer, they stopped dying. That's the tikkun of Lag BaOmer. There's a reason. That's not for now. But there's a reason for that. But it stopped before, by Lag BaOmer, it stopped because by that time they had learned, by that time there was a tikkun of the Leinogu Kovet Zelaze. If on Lag BaOmer, when it's meant to stop the Misa of Talmidei Chachamim of Fein Eidim, on Lag BaOmer you have a tragedy of these proportions that for nothing, 45 kids, adults, Chassidim, Litvisha, whatever you want, 45 people died on Lag BaOmer, which was supposed to be the end, can't help but think that the Eibishter is telling, in some sense, that the Leinogu Kovet Zebezeh Bizmaneinu was not Mesukin. Normally, after by when it comes Lag BaOmer, there's no Leinogu Kovet Zebezeh. And we have that, you don't have to look very far. We have that even within, that goes without saying, it goes without saying to Fruma, to Freya, to Mizrachistim, to this one, to that one, they're all Yidden, right? They're all Yidden. And we saw last week that v'haftal reicha kamoicha doesn't mean, yeah, you're doing right, right? But be concerned that the person should be doing right and do for the person what he does need. To be concerned and to have that affinity, that, yeah. But forget about other people. Even within Frumah themselves, Nogu Kovim Zebezeh, there's a hill in Bnei Brak that was once called the Yeshiva. Now Ladaiti, it should be called Pischa Shel Gehenna, where you have two factions fighting, where Yeshiva Bachim have to walk around with tear gas, and they're attacked by one of the other ones. They have to shoot tear gas. There's no bigger begida, no bigger loinogu kovet zelazeh than that, and no good will ever come out of that. But I teach again, it's pischa shel gehenem. I'm not afraid to say it. The machleks in Klal Yisrael. I'm not even talking about chassidus litvisha within this. There's etznikim, there's shmetznikim, there's this, there's that, and both sides. Wake up and see that you're destroying the world. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, Lag BaOmer, there's no more Nogu Kovet Zelazeh. Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, stop dying. Yeah, the Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, stop dying. But the ones who come to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Kever, they're not stopping to die. They didn't stop to die because there's still a Nogu Kovet Zelazeh. There's still a Nogu Kovet Zelazeh. I have to learn that a Yid is a Yid. What happened to Avos Yisrael? Avos Yisrael doesn't mean you have two yeshivas, you can't get along, you can't listen to it. The terrorists are close the freaking yeshiva. It's not a yeshiva, it's a Gehenna. So close the thing. Just bother. Just, what justification is there for that? L'shem Shemayim, of course. Right? What justification? The other fights among Klal Yisrael over here, over every Narishkeit? And I'm not even talking about, and it's not only us. Klal Yisrael, everything that's done is done because of what the Bnei Torah affect the whole world. If you see that the other lunatics and clowns in this country can't get together and make a government after four elections or five or six or ten where they'll be holding another year or two, it's also because of us. It's because what we do, Torah affects the world. If there's our Leinogu Kovet Zebezeh, how do you expect two of them to agree? How do you expect anybody to agree? These days were meant to be a tikkun of Leinogu Kovet Zelazeh, and we were given a very, very solemn reminder and painful reminder of that. How many levayas there'll be today? aside from everything else, aside from the tikkun of the Kabbalah Satera, a part of that is that we're a klal. We're a klal Yisrael. There has to be a Nogu covered zolos.